Another warm day ahead. The average temperature this time of year, mid-70s. We'll be into the mid-80s today and very near the record of 85. You know, we just missed the record high yesterday. We hit 86 degrees. The record was 87. So we'll see the warm temperatures continue right on into really this evening and overnight, back down only into the 60s tonight. But finally, that cold front that we've been tracking for the last several days will reach the area tomorrow, and that will bring a few showers. Now, not a lot of rain. You know, we could use some rain. We've had no measurable rain this month so far in what is, on average, the driest month of the year, so it's not unusual, but we have to go back a ways now since we've had much rainfall. So we could use some rain. This front will not drop a lot of rain on the area. We will have onshore northeast winds, which will bring a few showers over the weekend, but again, not widespread rainfall, and the amounts don't look to be all that significant and will favor coastal areas. So the overall dry weather pattern is going to continue. So after today's warm temperatures, highs tomorrow will only top out in the 70s, really pretty close to average, but turn even a little bit cooler by Friday and into the weekend. We'll struggle to get to 70 degrees, and gusty winds will make it feel even cooler, and those gusty winds will be out of the northeast, off of the Atlantic, in other words. So that means rough season surf. Mariners, beware. It's first alert. Rough season surf ahead as we head toward the end of the week and the weekend. What's been kind of a topsy-turvy, if you will, last several weeks. We've had a lot of onshore east-northeasterly flow and a nice little break the last few days, but it'll pick up again later this week and into the weekend. The Jags, speaking of the weekend, kick off at 1 p.m. Sunday, back-to-back home games, and it'll be much cooler than last Sunday, but still nice. Good football weather. Kickoff temperatures close to 70 degrees around 1 p.m., partly cloudy skies. It will be breezy. A wind out of the east-northeast may have some impact on the game, and there will be the chance for a brief shower or two, but there shouldn't be a lot of rain. And over the tropics, we have Tropical Storm Rena, which was upgraded Monday evening, continues to move over the open Atlantic way to the east of Bermuda. This will not move back to the west, so no impact on the U.S. or the local area. In fact, this system is pretty quickly here going to become a extra-tropical or post-tropical low-pressure area. In other words, it's not very well developed. It's battling quite a bit of shear. It's a pretty classic late-season storm, and it will stay out kind of in the middle of nowhere, so no big problem there. But continuing the active tropical season overall, I also tweeted out, retweeted, and will post in Talking to Tropics with Mike an interesting graphic about the number of tornadoes that have been produced by tropical cyclones this year so far in the lower 48. So that would include Cindy, which was an early season storm back in June that moved up through the central and eastern Gulf of Mexico. We had of course, Harvey dropped a number of tornadoes in Texas. We had Irma, a lot of tornadoes for Florida and the southeastern U.S. In fact, it's the most tornadoes produced by tropical storms or hurricanes in a season since 2008. And that one produced tornadoes, by the way, in Florida with Ike and in the Jacksonville area. And then also 2004, 2005 are active seasons for hurricanes and landfalling storms that produced tornadoes over the U.S. This is the fourth highest number of tornadoes produced by tropical storms or hurricanes going back to 1995. So active hurricane season, quite a few landfalls, so no real surprise, but kind of an interesting graphic that I've retweeted and that will also be for you, provided for you in Talking the Tropics with Mike at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for News 104.5 WOKV.